Welcome back to the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Happy you're hanging out with us today. So we're getting into the fall here. So why don't you take a moment and think about how is your garden now? How was your garden? Are you done gardening? Did you have problems with, let's say, not hydrating your plants properly? Well, Tree Driper has the products that will fix that so you have a better garden next year.
Yeah, if your plants could talk, they might have a few complaints about how things were handled this year in regards to watering. Maybe too much, too little. How do you water properly? You can take the guesswork out by using up the Tree Diaper. Tree Diaper is a revolutionary watering system that stabilizes soil moisture by taking up excess water and slowly releases it when plants need it. The Tree Diaper is filled with water from rain or when you water and slowly releases water over 3 weeks. No pipes, hose, or electricity needed. Whether you're a first-time gardener or advanced, Tree Diaper will improve the way you water your plants. It's made in the USA. You can find all the sizes they have available at treediaper.com. Tree Diaper will keep your plants happy. That's treediaper.com.
So let's talk about growing indoors over winter. And I don't mean just, a few things. We're going to go over a list of things in which you can actually grow really successfully. We have done this, and you can do it as well. First of all, many people think that whenever it's, some people may just want a break from gardening. But when we talk about growing indoors, many people think, oh, my goodness, we got to do a grow light. We got to get a grow light, expensive grow light. Well, that's not always the case. Happy Leaf LED has they have professional-grade grow lights with a home gardener's affordability. Very well made in the USA. And they have a light spectrum that the owner and the creator and the founder understands what plants need in the light spectrums. And he has put that in the light so the plants can get what they need. So we've got Happy Leaf LED grow lights. Now, that is not you have to get this in order to grow successfully indoors over winter. But my goodness, it certainly helps when you have the adequate amount of light the plants are requiring. You can grow things in a three-season porch or on a south-facing window without the aid of a grow light, and it will do somewhat well, and we have had things grow fairly well. But again, having that supplemental light available to the plants when the plants need it makes all the difference in the world on the success of what those plants should be producing.
Right. So definitely you want to consider grow lights, especially if you want to grow a lot indoors.
And then you can use those grow lights for seed starting in the spring.
Right.
So it's not like a one-time use thing.
So if this is your first – my favorite part about growing indoors is –
Do tell.
Just having – obviously we love to garden. And so it's just an extension of that. So it's nice to have, we had some cherry tomatoes, or we have cherry tomatoes.
We have, yeah.
And then that one year we grew a bunch of beans.
Mm-hmm.
And then even one year we grew
cucumber.
So sometimes
it's a little bit. We did that in a very, very large grow tent. That was a project many, many years ago. But we were able to do that. You had a fresh cucumber on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve, something like that.
Something like that. So, yeah, so that's what I like about it. But you definitely want to set up a grow light area, or even just an indoor grow area if you're using the outside light, just have an established area. And that way, if you have small children or curious pets, you might have to block them off.
Right. Now, think about temperature. Temperature is key. Now, if you're going to do it in the corner of the basement and you don't have a climatized basement and you're using a grow light, a lot of this stuff's not going to do very well, because what we have to keep in mind is we need to mimic what conditions these things would grow best at during the summer months. So if a green bean, you want between 70 and 80 degrees and a lot of light and a lot of moisture, the basement in the corner of unclimatized basement, whether it's 42 degrees most of the time, and maybe you'll get up to 55 on a warm day, not going to cut it. Not going to work well. You got to think about, what do you want to grow? Is it feasible? Is it possible for you to do that indoors? And if it is, then those are the steps in which you need to do so you can be successful, because there's no point in doing all this if all it's going to be is a failure.
Right. You definitely want to set yourself up right. But you also can have fun and experiment and see what works. So, there's things that I would say will definitely grow indoors. And then there's things that probably won't or will not. But, you know, you can, if you have kids or just for yourself, you can always give things a try.
So let's talk about some of the things that we have successfully grown, because there's no point of us talking about things that you could grow that we failed at or most people failed at. But we want to tell you success stories. That's because if we can do it, then you can do it very easily. Cherry dwarf tomatoes. We've got three of them growing right now underneath two Happy Leaf LED grow lights. They've been there since we started the seeds in February, and we've probably got 30 to 60 cherry tomatoes off of them, and they're still producing. You got to keep in mind, I mean, you have to watch them just like you would an outdoor plant. They're suffering from a little lack of potassium right now. They're a little purple in the leaves, so we've supplemented some liquid fertilizer for them, and they should, and we cut off some of the dead leaves and tie them up to stakes, and they're 30 inches tall, and they got a lot of flowers on them right now. So, and they're in 1 gallon grow bags from rootmaker.com, and you get the grow bags of Radio 21 to save 15% off your order. 1 gallon grow bags. That's what works very, very well for this application. You know, everybody says bigger is better. We find 1 gallon grow bags. You keep them hydrated. You keep it fertilized. These tomatoes will grow very, very well. And we've got one at a friend's. She does not have a Happy Leaf grow light. She has a west-facing window. And the plant is about 30 inches tall, and it's producing 5 or 6 cherry tomatoes every week. So you can do it without a grow light.
Right. You certainly can. And that's a good, really good point. So beans, and when we say beans, we mean like bush beans.
Mm-hmm.
So we did this with success, and it's a good, fun option. I know even like sometimes school, like elementary school children will plant a bean and watch it grow. And then if they bring it home and keep it by the window, a lot of times it'll produce beans. So they grow pretty prolifically.
Now, we're not talking that you're going to have enough beans, and you could, but in most situations, you're not going to have a dozen or two dozen bean plants growing, producing like you would in a raised bed. Maybe, you know, 2 or 3 in a 10-gallon grow bag, something like that would work very well. And a bean plant in healthy conditions, producing as it would in the ground outdoors, if you can mimic that condition, you can get several meals off of it. It's not like you're going to get 2 beans here and 1 bean. You can get 5, 6, 8, 12 beans off some of these varieties of bush bean plants.
Right.
So you multiply that by 3, you've got a pretty good little meal there that you've grown indoors.
Right. So this is a popular one, and you definitely don't need much light for it, is greens. So whether it be microgreens, lettuce, like leaf lettuce, or...
Well, let's talk about microgreens or sprouts.
Sprouts.
Yeah, let's talk about it. You don't need anything. You don't even need light for sprouts.
No.
So can you explain to people who may have heard that but don't really understand, what is it and how does one grow sprouts that can be produced and consumed within like 72 hours?
Right. So this is more of the bean sprouts or the seed sprouts, whatever you want to call them. And a lot of people use like radish seeds or broccoli seeds,
mm-hmm.
Anything kind of in that cruciferous type
family. We tried it with squash, zucchini seeds.
So
yeah, that was not. Don't do that. Don't do that.
So you want anything within like the cruciferous type family. So broccoli, radishes, probably you can even do like kohlrabi or Brussels sprout seeds. And all you do is you take a mason jar or any sort of glass jar, quartz. It could be like an old spaghetti sauce jar, mayonnaise jar, or something. And you put, we use screen, old yep. screen, but some people use like old pantyhose or something that has, you know, like a mesh-ish effect. Put that around the top. You can use rubber band or a canning ring. And then you put your seeds in there, put your top on, and then you just soak them in some water, rinse the water out or dump the water out, and you leave them. And you do this twice a day. For the first 2 days, and then they should start to sprout, and you can do it once a day, and then all of a sudden you'll have a whole jar of sprouts. And as Joy said, you don't even need sunlight. If you live in an apartment, you can do this by your sink.
And there's sandwich shops that you can, when you know, what do you want on your sandwich, you can have sprouts put on it.
I don't know if they have them as much as sandwich shops because I know there was like a salmonella.
Can't you buy sprouts in the store?
You can buy sprouts in the store.
I'm sure they're unbelievably expensive.
I'm not sure, but yeah. So it's definitely an option is the sprouts and to grow them. And you don't, and that's something fresh that you can have.
Right. Radishes are another thing. And now radishes, yes, are a root crop, but you can grow them. Now, the thing with radishes, we want to remember what do and how do they grow and what do they like when they grow outside. They like chilled soil. They don't like it to be hot. They don't like it to be 80 degrees and all this stuff. So that may be one of those crops that if you do have that unclimatized room or basement and you have that grow light, that you could mimic very early spring chilled soil that those radishes could grow fairly decent in that condition. And you could, you know, it's not, you know, it would be very well suited for an unclimatized basement with the proper amount of light.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
And that, and the other thing would be on that would be carrots. Now, not necessarily the big long carrots, but I think they're called button carrots or they're just little round carrots. Yeah. That can be done as well. We talked about in the first segment, dwarf fruit trees that you can grow indoors. Dwarf meaning they're smaller size. Lime, lemon, persimmon. What am I missing? There's about a dozen or so different dwarf variety trees in which one can grow in their home. And they
even pomegranates.
Pomegranates, yes. That can be very, that can produce very heavily. Now, the fruit is not the same size as the actual, you know, the big plant. But it produces prolifically, and with the right conditions and the right know-how, you can have these trees last for many, many years and produce every year for you.
Right. And I think it's definitely worth the investment if you enjoy that fruit or if you just want to grow something cool. I know, like, a lot of people think it's neat. I've decorated our
former lime tree.
Our former lime tree now for orange, Christmas. Yeah. And it's kind of fun, different. So I would highly encourage it.
And many other things we can grow, but herbs are a very easy thing to grow that we've hung in hanging baskets next to our south-facing window. We've done sage. We've done rosemary. We've done cilantro and party cups to where we grow a party cup, and there's a video. There's a couple of videos on our website. Just search growing cilantro year-round. And we show you the technique and how you can grow enough for one meal in a party cup and use succession plant multiple party cups. And every week you can have more cilantro year round because when you try to grow outside, you put it in the ground and it bolts, you know, within a week. This way you can control how much you're growing and the conditions in your home are favorable to where it will grow properly, produce about 2 cuttings off of it, and then you can plant more. So it works out really well. Growing cilantro year-round, you just go to our parent website, thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com, and put that in the search engine, and you'll find that out, see how we do that. And other herbs, just they do very well in the window, low-light conditions, don't need a grow light, and you can have very good, prolific herbs. Basil, I don't know how I missed basil.
And they sell all these herb kits now.
Yeah.
I mean, they sell them. I've seen them in big box stores and smaller garden centers where it's like grow your own herbs. And they have, I mean, there's other things that you can grow inside. You'll see them, especially like in the spring, that it's like grow this flower indoor or whatever. So it's becoming more and more a thing. And if maybe you want a simpler or not necessarily even simpler, but like a more streamlined setup, there's all sorts of other growing indoor products that you can find. So definitely look into that. But again, like you don't even need something growing like the sprouts or the microgreens. You don't even need light for that.
Well, that being said, Holly, summer is basically over based on the temperatures that we're seeing in the northern portions of the United States. And the kids are back in school. Nights are getting cooler and days aren't that warm either. And we've all forgotten about our lawn. Well, we shouldn't have done that.
Right, just because it's fall, we don't want to forget our yards and those pesky Japanese beetles. They may be gone, but they're not far away. Not only do they feast on your roses and berries this summer, they laid eggs in your turf.
Well, they feasted on our our green beans, our beans, our yakons. We don't have time to go through the red, but they had a good time.
So you want to take a stand with Phylum's Grubgon? Grubgon is a non-chemical BT granular. It specifically targets scarab pests and their larvae. You simply add the granular with a spreader, irrigate into the soil, and let the naturally occurring bacteria do its job.
Not only is Grubgon easy to use, but the best part about it, it's the only non-chemical choice that effectively controls those grubs. And the best part about it, it's non-toxic to bees, pollinators, and other beneficial insects. So you don't have to get down or worry about getting it on the flowers for those insects to take back to their hives to toxify their hives and kill them off. It's Grubgon from phylumbioproducts.com. That's phylum bioproducts.com. Bioproducts.com. Phylumbioproducts.com.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.